morning and welcome to ASI's Tuesday Morning Show, where ASI's most outspoken editors talk promo products. I'm Melinda Lagos, editor-in-chief of ASI's magazines, and we have a very special show today. Over here,
we got sound effects. That's
we've
new.
We've got balloons in here. We've got champagne.
Can we
see
them?
We have a cake.
Can we see them?
CEO and President Tim Andrews is here. Tim, what are we celebrating today?
We are celebrating the 5th anniversary, hard to believe, of the ASI radio show. Congratulations, all of you.
Wow.
Yeah. Thank you.
And this is the original cast, which I think is really exciting.
Yeah. And we're all still here. How about that?
We're all still alive.
Definitely the original characters.
What do you mean by cast?
Cast and characters.
I think he means that we're...
I think he means hosts.
Hosts. Oh.
Now, so
hosts
we have
extraordinaire.
Celebrate here. Michelle, how many actual... radio episodes have we aired? 200?
Well, yeah,
that's one of our... Isn't that a trivia question?
Oh, never mind. I'm giving something away. We're going to have special trivia questions throughout the show. We're going to... Michelle will ask a question. We'll take callers. And if the caller gets the answer right, Joe, we're giving out a very special prize today.
$50 gift card.
Whoa, wow.
$10 for all 5 years
we've been
on.
If you answer our ASI trivia questions right.
Am I eligible?
You are not eligible.
You're not.
But, Tim, you baked it.
You're part of the cast.
The wacky neighbor.
We have this beautiful ASI 5th anniversary ASI radio cake. How late were you up last night baking this, Tim?
I was up very late baking it.
And
yes.
What kind
11:30.
Of filling is it?
The flowers are very impressive.
It's a marble cake, chocolate and vanilla marble cake.
Ooh,
actually it is.
Do you know that?
Yes.
This is an old family recipe from Indiana.
It is. It's an old Hoosier recipe.
Well, I can't wait to dig into that cake.
We'll post that online later today.
But first, let's do a toast. We all, Michelle brought us all kinds of champagne.
Thanks, Michelle.
Thank you, Michelle.
To 5 great years. Thank you so much, everyone.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Salud.
Yay.
Nice trivia.
All right. We've got a lot going on today. We've got some great topics to talk about. As I said, periodically we'll be asking trivia questions. People can call in 215-953-4979. If they can answer a piece of radio trivia correctly, we'll give them a $50 gift card. Joe, what else is on tap for today's show?
Well, we have a counselor SOI preview. We're going to look at 8 words to avoid when selling. You need sales advice for the fiscal new year? Well, we're going to have that for you. We also have the number one secret to excellent customer service, 3 leadership lessons. We have some ASI Chicago show preview and a lot of trivia questions, and we're going to start off with one right now.
All right.
Yes. Michelle.
Do we have a caller? Why don't we take line 2? Margaret is on the phone. Hi, Margaret.
Hey, how are you?
Good. Are you feeling lucky today, Margaret?
I feel lucky when I listen to ASI radio.
Thank you, Margaret.
She automatically gets the gift card. Good job, Margaret.
All right, Michelle, ask Margaret a question.
Okay, Margaret, we're going to start with a fairly easy one, I think.
The one that Melinda almost just gave away?
No. Oh. We're going to start with, which sardonic host has earned the nickname Captain Killjoy?
Andy Cohen.
Wow.
That was so easy.
I knew Margaret was going to hit that one.
Even Kathy could have gotten that one.
He didn't kill my joy today.
What was that?
Andy didn't kill my joy today because I've won $50.
Yeah, that's right.
Hey, Margaret. All right. We should put joy to somebody. Has a new fan. Congratulations, Margaret. Stay on the line. We'll get your info and send you your $50 Visa gift card. Thanks for playing. And now our CEO and President Tim Andrews is going to talk about the Counselor State of the Industry. It's coming out in just less than 2 short weeks.
It's our July issue, right? It's already
mid-July.
It's already at the printer going shortly, right? So
it's gone to the printer. Tell us, I know that you've gotten a sneak peek at it. Tell us what you think are some of the highlights and that readers should be interested in.
Yeah, some really cool, it's really the state of the industry is the most important issue of Counselor Magazine, I think, and it's one of those issues that's kept by everybody and used as a reference. You know, any event that I attend in the industry, everyone's always referencing Counselor Magazine and the state of the industry. A few key points I think that came out. First of all, the healthcare sector still is the biggest buyer of promotional items. Almost 14% of distributor revenue in 2012 was from the healthcare sector. Huge. The next biggest is education. It's about 11% of distributor sales last year. So some really big numbers. And if you're not selling in those markets, those are markets to go after. And we also have a great wrap-up of what distributors were telling us was important about acquiring new business. 25% talked about how websites are important to them. To acquire new business, people find them. 17% talked about email campaigns. That's way up from, say, 5 years ago when people were really starting to use email campaigns. And 14% cited social media. So the use of social media and getting new customers, which is a really big deal.
You know, that was very interesting in this year's survey. We asked that question to everybody, and they have a list of choices, probably 10 to 12 different choices that they could choose. And referrals is always the top one. It by far, it's always the top source of new business, using referrals. But what has really transpired over the last few years is the increase of digital means. And those are the sites that the stats that Tim was just citing is, you know, websites and email newsletters and even social networks. People are really using those to acquire new business, and it's pretty impressive to see. And we talked to a lot of distributors that were doing exactly that.
And in combination with catalogs, you know, print catalogs are still hot too.
Sure.
And I think that that's the other thing people are actually putting on social media. If you're interested in my new catalog, and that way you're getting people requesting the catalog that you know really want it. So there's a whole combination of activities, I think, in the media.
And that's what people are doing, is that they're using multiple media to, you know, they might be putting the print media into their social network and then attracting people that way, but they're using both, and they're really doing an impressive job, I think, of kind of using mixed media.
I think the other thing that that we're talking about a lot, and I just was with some distributors with their clients, the distributors are really talking to their clients about how do they reallocate their marketing dollars. So maybe their marketing budgets aren't growing a lot, but how do you start spending more money on promotional products because you get a good return on your investment and move money from other things you might have been spending it on before? So I think there's a reallocation of marketing dollars that's occurring among some really prominent customers as well.
Do you find that distributors you speak to are successfully being able to do that, that people are you know, seeing the ROI of promotional products and actually shifting, you know, marketing budget dollars from one spot to this spot?
Absolutely, and I think a lot of distributors are starting to use our Global Advertising Specialties Impression Study, which we've had, I think, 5 or 6 years. We've got the new one in the field right now. It's more global than ever, and it'll be released at the Power Summit in a few weeks. You know, that really is, I think, something people are using to get that ROI discussion going. And when you look at the recall of an advertiser, you know, when we do those people on the street interviews, 87% of the people could remember the
right
name of an advertiser and promotional product. You know, if you ask people a day after the Super Bowl, can you recall with unaided, you know, the people that advertise on the Super Bowl, you know, there may be 7 advertisers, they only recall one. You know, the recall rate for a typical TV show is really low, 20%,
right,
15%. So, you know, your recall is 87% with an ROI. So not only is it a lower priced product that brings value to the person that you're giving it to and feels personal, but it's also a huge.
And how about ads they see online? Like, so, you know, they go
yeah,
to their
exactly
favorite news site.
Mm-hmm.
You know, can they recite
right
the advertisers?
No one remembers that unless they're on an ASI site.
Of course. Well, that's totally
because that's relevant. You know,
right,
you go on an ASI
yeah
site, it's a supplier you want to know about, and it's
of
a
course
relevant thing. And a lot of these other sites don't really have relevant advertising. It's all about the relevance, which is about promotional products, because a promotional product is relevant if you pick it correctly.
Sure. Well, if you go to the research section in ASI Central, you'll be able to see all those stats from that great study. And as Tim said, in September, we're going to release a brand new one with new cities and new statistics. So stay tuned for that. All right, we have another caller on the line who's going to play our trivia game today. On line 4, we have Larry. Larry, where are you from?
Texas, Plano, Texas.
Texas. Ooh, I think you guys are having a heat wave, no?
Not as bad as Arizona.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So we were looking at
it. It's terrible.
Crazy there. All right, Larry. Well, Michelle Bell has an ASI radio trivia question for you. And if you get it right, you win $50. Michelle?
Hey, Larry. Can you tell me 3 celebrities who have been guests on the show?
Other than the four of you,
yes,
than
you
us
are such big celebrities.
Other than Tim Andrews too.
I'll give you a hint. One was in the movie Back to the Future.
I'm not much on movies. I guess I got to pass on all this.
Oh, wow. Well, you know what? I think that we should give Larry an ASI prize.
We should give him a prize back
with ASI radio finger puppets.
Fans. We don't have our fans here.
And
fans.
Joe Show key tag, I believe,
yeah,
is in that prize.
Yeah, we'll give him a Joe Show key
tag. All right, we're going to give you the ASI radio prize pack just for calling in. Thanks so much, Larry.
That sounds like it's worth more than $50.
Stay on the line.
Someday.
Stay on the line. All right, we're going to have more. We have Mitzi on line 2, who's got an ASI trivia
Mitzi
question as well. Hey, Mitzi, where are you from?
Hi there. I'm from Princeton.
Oh,
wow, right around the corner.
Princeton.
Now.
You should come over for coffee, too.
I love. That's where I live. I live in Princeton, too.
Oh, well, have me over.
All right, Michelle, what's your trivia question?
Okay, Mitzi, I'm going to ask you the same question. Can you name three celebrities other than us who have been guests on the show?
Okay. Michael J. Fox, I know that one.
Come on, Mitzi.
Wait, the football player.
You got it.
Oh, gosh, what's his name? Oh, my God, I can't remember his name.
Dallas.
Yeah.
His name's not Dallas.
No, he's Dallas.
The cowboy.
The cowboy. He was on Dancing with the
Stars.
Oh,
Emmitt Smith.
Woo! Yeah. Yep. You got it. Now and you just need one more.
One more. Was it?
Bueller?
Oh.
I don't even remember.
All right, Mitzi, time is running out.
Sorry.
Come on, Mitzi, one more. First lady.
Huh?
First lady.
Michelle Obama?
No.
Not yet. She's next
year.
All right,
we're going to give Mitzi the ASI Radio prize pack. She was
pretty good. Yeah.
We're going to load you up with ASI Radio prizes. Thank you for calling.
Okay, thanks.
It's not too late to give us a call, 215-953-4979, and try your luck to win a $50 gift card. In the meantime, we are going to pause for a message from today's show sponsor, AIA, and when we return, Kathy is going to tell us 8 important words to avoid when selling. We'll be right back.
Where do you see your business in the next 5 years? Do you believe that you have all the support and tools to reach your goals? With AIA, your vision can become reality. AIA understands that not all businesses are the same. They work with you to craft a customized, individual plan that develops your business in a way that's best for you and the professional life you want to create, regardless of where your business is in its life cycle. When you become part of the AIA community, you have the resources, talent, and expertise of a robust organization at your fingertips, all while keeping your business and your clients. The offer? A simple agreement with no non-compete provisions, no money up front, no monthly or transactional fees, and no technology fees. One simple rate, period. Contact AIA today, 877-212-7324 or www.aiacommunity.com.
Welcome back to ASI's Tuesday Morning Show, where we are celebrating 5 years of ASI Radio.
It's pretty incredible.
Congratulations, everyone.
Years, huh?
And here to help us celebrate, our guest who
our
just
other wacky
in.
Neighbor.
Our
wacky neighbor.
Publisher Rich Fairfield. Rich, you've been with us for the whole ride of ASI Radio.
I have.
Yeah, wasn't it your big idea? Thank you.
No, it was Dan Deanna's
big
idea. Oh,
that's right. But you implemented it.
Yes, yes.
And, you know, Tim commented that all 5 of the hosts are still here, so there you
go. Or cast.
The original cast.
Cast.
It's longevity. Cast. Longevity.
Real world trivos. I can't even say it.
All right. Well, welcome. Thanks for joining us this morning. Now, Kathy's about to tell us 8 words to avoid when sailing. Obviously, you oversee a very big sales team. What words do you tell your people to avoid?
I'll see if they're on my list.
Yeah.
Words that they should not say?
Right. Yeah. Don't say it.
Probably no, can't.
Yeah.
No way, no way in hell, no way in hell as hell freezes over. Probably
when
none
pigs,
of those things.
When pigs fly.
Sorry,
when pigs
not
fly,
gonna happen.
When pig, yeah, not gonna happen. Kathy, I'm gonna tell you what you're gonna do. Probably not any of those things.
Kathy, are any of those words?
No, they're not. But that's some good tips right there. One of them is exciting. Don't say that something you're offering is exciting.
Okay.
Because that's the most boring word you could use.
All
Everybody
right.
says it's exciting when
oh,
it's really not.
Oh, this is so exciting.
Yeah. Oh, this is really exciting.
Okay.
They're not really, you know. Innovative, that's another thing. This columnist points out that Apple never claimed that they were innovative. They just are. So if you are, you don't have to say it.
Okay.
Discount, let's leave this out of your vocabulary.
Discount.
Yeah, it's very cheesy, according to this guy. Don't say, I'll give you a discount. There's some flexibility in your pricing, and you can offer it. But don't say, like, look, I'll give you a discount if you, whatever. Honestly, because that just means you've been lying
yeah, don't
the
like
whole
when
time.
People say that.
Honestly,
that
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If I'm being honest.
Yeah, let me be straight
Because
with you.
Before, I wasn't being honest.
Right.
So but that
right.
may often be true.
Yeah.
Yeah,
be.
That's
and
true.
And then you're giving it away.
Right. And you're giving it away. You're a big, fat liar. quota. On what planet does a customer care if you're going to make quota?
Oh, yeah,
you
don't
say,
like that.
Look, it's the end of the month. I got to make my quota. I've heard Steve
Who
do that
says
on the
that?
Phone.
I've got to make my quota, so I'm going to give you a discount.
Well, normally that's what follows.
That's right.
I got a deal, but it's only good till the 31st.
Let me
exactly.
be honest with you. I got
right.
a quota.
Right.
Okay.
So some of those are some of the things to avoid.
Does Steve mm-hmm. really use the quota excuse?
Well, he does with, like, friend customers.
That's pretty
yeah.
pathetic.
Well, he's selling business to
I hope
business,
he's listening.
And they're
Steve,
friends.
Cut it out.
All right. Those are words to avoid. We're going to put those all up at ASI Central. ASIRadio.com/radio. In the meantime, we've got more callers wanting to play ASI Radio Anniversary Trivia online, too. We have Daniel Johnson. Good morning, Daniel.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Good. Where are you from, Daniel?
Oh, I'm from beautiful Cincinnati, Ohio.
Ooh. Oh. I think we may be driving through there shortly on the ASI.
I used to live there.
Really?
Yeah.
It's a beautiful city.
All right. Are you feeling lucky, Daniel?
I am feeling lucky. Not only that, but I've got my coworkers here to give me some backup, and they're listening in, too.
Team effort.
Wow. Does that mean you could get a lifeline? I'm not sure about that.
Does that mean that you share?
Yeah, they're my lifeline, my phone a friend, my partners.
So if you win the $50, are you going to share with them or keep it all?
Or just give them the finger puppets?
we might display the finger puppets in our store, or maybe they might convince me to buy them lunch. After all, I am at work, and so I'm calling you guys on while I'm at work.
All right. Well, this is a important work activity. Mm-hmm. Listening to the radio show.
We're all at work.
Michelle, what is your question?
Okay, name three cities other than our home base of Trevose, Pennsylvania, where we've broadcast the radio show from live.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so Chicago.
Woo!
Okay, that was a wild guess.
It's a good guess.
Was it Long Beach, California, or someplace out in California?
Oh, someplace out of California? I'm not sure
that's acceptable. I know it's a big state. I know it's a big state.
You mean like Stockton, California, or like,
Riverside?
No.
Compton.
Can I get a 50-50?
Well, we'll give you a hint. I would go south of Long Beach if I were you.
South of Long Beach,
but not to Tijuana.
No, I don't think we ever broadcast in California.
No, we didn't. No California.
Melinda apparently was on a phone someday calling
south
in.
South and then very far east, like 1,000 miles.
San Diego?
That's what I would have said, but apparently we never broadcast.
No, that we never did it.
I don't even know the answer.
I think Michelle's in charge of this. Michelle, back to you.
I'm trying to figure out where you guys have had shows, and I'm figuring you guys have broadcast that shows.
You're very smart.
Think so. Mickey Mouse.
Or Apples.
Anaheim.
Oh.
No, not California.
Orlando. Ooh.
Yay!
Florida. All right, you just need
that
one
was a
more.
Big assist there, Kathy.
Let's see, southwestern United States area, perhaps?
So yeah. Not.
Think yeah. Cowboys.
Yeah. Yeah. Dallas?
Yeah.
Yeah. Dallas?
That was
Dallas.
The
Dallas.
One.
Woo! He got
Yay.
It! All right, you just won $50, plus we're going to throw in an ASI radio prize pack with a Joe Show key tag and ASI finger puppets. So
fantastic, because I subscribe to the Joe Show on YouTube and always find what he's got going on interesting over there.
Awesome. Well,
there you
go,
Jeff.
You
must be a lonely man. You're a lonely guy.
All right, congrats. Thank you. All right, have a good day. Stay on the line, and we'll get all your info.
Joe's writing that down.
We've got some more trivia questions, so keep calling us at 215-953-4979.
Those shows on the road were so much fun. The crowds that would be out in front of us were hilarious.
Oh, absolutely.
Those are great.
Absolutely.
People love just standing there watching us, which seems a little strange.
Well, they watch Joe.
All right. Well, since we've got our publisher here, I think now is the perfect time to give listeners some sales advice for the fiscal new year. And, Rich, you're just the person to do that.
Great. Well, as people now are thinking going into summer and they're trying to see that rev up sales, think about requalify every opportunity. Uh-huh. Sometimes you might have said, well, this one's not going to buy, but people make choices about buying, when it's convenient to them, not
Absolutely.
When you want them to buy. So maybe at this point you might go back to some people and find that now is a time that they have a little bit more time. Maybe they'll take a visit from you and be interested in buying something now.
Absolutely. I know, Kathy, you always say to take advantage of the summertime.
Yeah, definitely.
For those types of things.
Right, re-qualifying. And also throw some summer events for your customers, too.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Any other tips, Rich?
Yeah, I would say also really maybe think of this time as to ask more of yourself. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we get into a little rut. Mm-hmm. We think that we know that this is the way, these people will never do this. They'll never, mm-hmm. we'll never be able to convince them. But just because we don't control them. We only control what we own, what we think. What they think is what's most important. So I would say that go back and think about that. Raise your expectations of yourself and of your performance.
You know, I really like that tip because there's also a lot of clients, as we were talking about earlier with Tim, that are loosening their purse strings a little bit. So they may have said no, you know, they weren't ready to buy 6 months ago or a year ago, but have you gone back to them? Have you, you know, did you just write them off and think that they might never purchase again? Well, maybe that's not a good idea. This is now a good time to recontact them and see if, you know, maybe they are planning some promotions for the fall.
And sure. Now when everybody's not so busy too, it's a great time to get them thinking about the upcoming year and their holiday programs and whatever they've got going on for next year so you could plan in, you know, ahead.
I think it's good to check in on their LinkedIn profile too because, mm-hmm. you know, they may be promoting that they've gotten a good new contract. Maybe they've hired some people. Maybe there's something exciting going on.
Right.
You know, you can sort of really, you know, delight and surprise them based on what you see in their social mm-hmm. media feeds.
Yeah, and then finally, I would say that in terms of referrals, I know that we have given this advice a lot, you know, on the show as well as, you know, in print, but it's still, you know, it's if you go back to your base of your good clients and somehow, you know, you've nurtured them and then they can give you referrals that can really be the easiest additional mm-hmm. sale, you know, once you get that warm kind of transfer
right.
over.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. That's great advice. Okay, we're going to put that advice online at asicentral.com/radio. And now it's time for another radio show trivia question. We have Joe Johnson on line 4. Joe, where are you from?
Indianapolis.
Indianapolis. Oh. All right. Are you all ready for your ASI radio trivia question?
I think so. Can we have the same one?
I think we've answered that one.
Don't worry, we'll help.
Okay. We're going to give you a new one, but we're going to walk you along towards the answer. How about that?
Michelle, what's the question?
All right.
Okay, how many ASI radio shows have we done as of today?
Uh-oh.
And Melinda almost gave the answer away in the intro.
It's three, been 5 years.
Right, 5 years. Once a week, every two.
Aha. Joe's got his calculator out.
I do need a calculator. Okay.
But there's some extra shows thrown in there.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, it's a trick question.
So we'll give him a plus minus of what?
This is too hard.
10 shows?
Yeah.
He's a Hoosier. We give him a, you know, plus minus of something. Come
on.
Okay,
I'll say 260.
What's the answer, Michelle?
We're going to say plus minus of 15.
Okay.
Yay.
275.
Wow. Yay. Hey. Congratulations, Joe.
And that was without a calculator.
That's
better than I could do. Well, congratulations.
I do have a question, and congratulations to y'all.
Thank you.
After 5 years, initially in putting this together, you know, for this to last in the same group, who had the vision in doing this and assembling the group that you have there?
It was one of our sales reps. Yeah, well, he's a VP
he
of sales,
up with
right?
The idea, Dan Deanna from ASI came up with the idea for the show, and I think Rich kind of talked to us about, you know, putting this...
This group had to be strong-armed, I recall.
Two of us did.
Yeah, two of you. I think Michelle Bell does not like to be seen in public, and let alone, you know, broadcast on the web. I think a piece, that's a good question, because I think a piece of this is it's sort of how we try to position ASI and all the things that all of you should be doing as well. It's sort of, you have to be just a little ahead of the curve. You know, there weren't that many people out there that had radio shows, podcasts. You know, 5 years ago, boy, it was a different world.
Mm-hmm.
And so we really appreciate that question, because I think it really just speaks to sort of the way we try to do business and the way we try to encourage distributors and suppliers to do business. You know, think three steps ahead, because that's where your competition is going to be, you know, soon, and you need to be ahead of them, not behind them.
I really enjoyed it, and, you know, I want to thank y'all for the job y'all do.
Aww.
Well,
that's
thank
nice. Thank you.
And we
thank
like
you,
Jeff. Too, Joe.
We
well,
do.
Well, we appreciate it.
Well, he's from Indiana, so I especially like him.
That's
you
know,
right. I'm a Hoosier, too.
We'll stay on the line, Joe, for your you can get your info for your prize pack, and thank you so much for calling. Michelle, do we have one more question today?
We do.
Okay. So you can keep calling, 215-953-4979, and still have a chance to win. In the meantime, Andy Cohen.
Yes.
Everybody in our industry is interested in providing good customer service. Apparently, you have the number one secret for doing so today.
I do. I have the number one secret. I'm going to quiz you a little bit.
Okay.
Tim, what do you think is the number one secret to providing good customer service?
I think it's honesty.
I think it's good people.
Oh, good people, of course.
good honest people.
I sort of assume that, but good honest people. I think
I'm just guessing,
I think good
know.
People, and I think honesty. I think,
I
being
think
honest
it's
with customers.
Responsiveness.
Yeah, responsiveness. Good.
It's kind of a mixture of all those. What this article that we found says is the key is actually having employees who love the company that they work for. I think I win. Well, you did say people, so that helps. Not competitive at all over there.
Not at all.
But the key is to have people that will do anything for the company that they work for, so that means that they'll also do anything for the customers that the company serves. So a few tips here that I found in this article that can kind of create that culture of having employees that love the place that they work. The first is recognition, recognize everybody for the good work that they do. The second, and this is really important when it comes to customer service, is empowerment. You have to let people make the decisions on how to interact with customers. People need to have a little bit of freedom on how they can answer questions and how they can fulfill what clients are looking for. And the third point is, and it really goes into that with that second point, is to really understand what your customers' needs are. You can only provide good customer service if you know exactly what your customers are looking for, and you allow your employees the freedom to provide that. So make sure that people have the room to kind of come up with their own solutions sometimes, because not only will that serve customers well, but it gives your employees a feeling like they have their own responsibility and their own customers that they own, that they can make the decisions on. So give people the freedom and the room to have some of their own answers.
Yeah, I think that's really important.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, those are some great tips for providing great customer service. We're going to put those online at asicentral.com/radio. And we have time for one more ASI radio show anniversary trivia. On line 5, we have Katrina. Good morning, Katrina.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good. And where are you from?
I am from Tyler, Texas.
All right. Wow, we had a couple of Texans today. All right, here's your question, Michelle.
Well, Katrina, which industry pro does the weekly Product Safety Minute segment?
Isn't that Andy Cohen?
No.
He is a pro. But
he's an amateur.
I was the answer, to one question, but not that question.
Oh, okay.
Do talk a lot about product safety on the show. Anyway, the answer was Leighton Lee, our friend at ETS Express, who regularly does our Product Safety Minute. But that's all right, Katrina. We're going to give you the ASI. We're going to give you the ASI Radio prize tag just for calling.
Yay!
Thank you. And happy anniversary.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. We have just enough time. In a couple weeks, several of us will be traveling to ASI Show Chicago. Tim, what's your favorite part about the Chicago show?
Being in Chicago. I love Chicago. It's my favorite city.
Chicago in July, we always have a great time.
Beautiful. I love it.
We're bringing the Counselor Awards back there this summer, so that should be great. Andy, what's your favorite part? What are you looking forward to on the show this year?
Well, I always look forward to the Counselor Awards ceremony, as you just said. Uh-huh. I'm also looking forward to doing the distributor lunch success. The success launch session, which this time is going to be on how to create a great workplace. And that kind of goes into what I was just talking about as far as customer service. It's not just, motivation of employees, but it's also creating a culture that serves customers. So that should be a panel session that should be pretty interesting.
Joe Haley,
yes.
You're going to be at the show. What
I
are
will.
You going to be on the lookout for?
New products. It's amazing that how many suppliers will come out with new products in the middle of the year.
Mm-hmm.
In the
summertime.
Summertime. Yeah. So, I mean, sometimes it's just as big as Orlando. So I'll be, anxious to walk the show floor and go through the Advantages New Products Pavilion, because the setup is beautiful and you see a lot of great stuff there.
And, of course, we'll be doing some special Joe shows from the show, so people
can
see
absolutely.
The new products
firsthand. Stay tuned.
Michelle Bell, you're leading some sessions at the show.
I am,
What are
too.
You most looking forward to?
I'm leading two sessions. One's on product safety, which is such an important topic, and we have some great panel. We have a panel of experts that are phenomenal. And I'm doing the supplier lunch again, which has turned into a real favorite of exhibitors. And it's a free luncheon that we do with four top 40 distributors on the panel who are going to share with, what they really want from their vendors. Mm-hmm. But my favorite thing is the counselor prom, the counselor banquet.
The counselor prom.
Do you have a prom dress?
No, but Linda and I get flowers every year. We get wrist corsages from the boys.
That's nice.
All right. We are out of time today.
No comment.
It's not too late, though, to register for ASI Chicago. We hope to see everybody there. Just go to asishow.com for more information. Well, this is a wrap. Happy anniversary, everybody.
Happy anniversary.
Let's raise our glasses to 5 years. We'll celebrate again at year 10. What year is
that? Yay.
We don't know.
We don't know. 5 years from now.
And now it's time for some cake. Thanks to everyone for listening. Thanks to today's show sponsor, AIA. And we'll be back with you again next week. Have a great week, everyone, and a great 4th of July. Cheers to ASI Radio.
Cheers.
Woo-hoo!